A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance, so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And when your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. St. John of the Cross, one of the surest authorities of the spiritual life, one of the mystical doctors of the Church, he takes up this theme of Scripture, this truth of our faith, that the Father is hidden, in his book, The Spiritual Canticle. And this is what he says. He poses the question. He says, where is the Father hidden? If we believe that, we've got to know, okay, where is that so we can go find him? He writes, "The Son of God, together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, is hidden in the innermost being of our souls. Individuals who want to find him should leave all things through affection and will and enter within themselves in the deepest recollection." He says we go out to the world and we're seeking happiness and peace and joy, and we think we're going to find it out there somewhere. And he says, why do we do that? He says, within yourself, you possess all the riches and delights and fullness that you are seeking, because the kingdom of God is within. Now, this is if we're in a state of grace, right? If we fall out of a state of grace, God can't dwell in our souls. But if we're in a state of grace, he is there within us. And this is why, like when communism fell in Europe, and a reporter went there and he found a group of young people who had actually turned to the faith when so many had left it. And some of them went and entered monasteries after communism fell, and they were finally free to do so. And he says to them, "Gosh, I feel so bad for you guys. You weren't able to travel. You were confined in your own country." And one of these young men looks at me and says, "Don't feel bad for us. We were able to travel infinitely further within ourselves than we could have in this world." Or when St. Teresa of Avila, the other mystical doctor of the Church, she said the turning point of her spiritual life was when she stopped seeking God somewhere out there and started seeking him within her soul. St. John of the Cross said we should adore him there. And when I read that, I thought, gosh, do I ever say, "Jesus, who dwell in my soul, I adore you"? I close with this. St. John of the Cross says, so if he's hidden within us, how do we find him there? He says there are two essential elements, faith and love. They will lead us along this unknown path to the place where God is hidden. So we must seek him in faith and love without desiring satisfaction in this world or desiring to understand anything apart from him. when we let go of being fulfilled in this life by the things of the world or seeking knowledge apart from Him, He will reveal Himself to us. He says, let us never regard Him as anything other than hidden. And let us make sure to remain hidden with Him, at least from time to time.